Commentator Alyssa Eli has been a psychiatrist for 15 years. In that time, she's said a lot of hellos and goodbyes.
For student therapists, summer is the beginning and the end of the year. For patients, summer is just another coat of paint, covering the coats from last year and the year before. Patients are at the mercy of trainees, assigned on an annual and arbitrary basis, and summer means one thing. Someone new who will want to know everything about you, who will be interested in all your inner movements, who will expect confession and intimacy, who will be filled with compassion for 11 months, and who will then leave. Mr. R. met his first student therapist when he was 19, after evil beings began to impersonate his family members. There were years of homelessness and hospitalizations. Alcohol binges followed like aftershocks. Then he settled into a community mental health center. He led meetings in the day program. He ran the snack bar. He told jokes that became famous. Years passed, and he acquired stability and tenure. He was an eminence. Trainees assigned to him felt themselves lucky. Certainly I did. He showed up promptly for all our appointments. He was never in crisis and answered questions he had already answered 1,000 times about his family and his illness. He was also informative about alternate side parking on street cleaning days. It seemed the deepest nerve we hit was a raw remark he made once about his mother's meatloaf. The last session of a therapy is pivotal. It's filled with worries. When you say goodbye, do you shake hands? Do you accept a gift? Is it okay to promise a postcard now and then? I wasn't worried. Mr. R. would make it easy. He had done this so many times before. He arrived late, and liquor might have been on his breath. He sat in his chair in silence. We sat for almost half an hour, until the time was up. Then he stood. With his hand on the door, he spoke. "Doctor," he said, "how many psychiatrists does it take to shingle a roof?" "How many?" I said. "It depends," he said, "how thin you slice 'em." Too many farewells break the strongest teacher. 15 years have passed since Mr. R. said goodbye. I have not forgotten him, but wherever he is, whatever he's doing, I sincerely hope he has forgotten me.
Psychiatrist Alyssa Eli lives in Cambridge, Massachusetts.